Hello and welcome to Broadway night of happiest competition on earth. I'm so happy.
Yay. I'm sorry. I'm feeling like I'm getting sick, so I'm not going to be very enthusiastic tonight.
That's okay. We'll make up for happy.
You're going to be happy too.
Yeah. And I have to go someplace tomorrow that I really don't want to, so. It's a depressing night for me. On a night I should be so excited.
All right, so, yes, like we said, it's Walt Disney Theatrical Night, or Disney on Broadway, as we called it. It's me, Ambie, and Jeffers, and top 10 people tonight.
Woo! Top 10!
I haven't dolphined in a while, wow. So I thought I had to do that really
quick. Episodes. 3 or 4 episodes.
I thought I had to do that now because it's been a while, so.
Yeah, nice right. Class from the past.
All right. So what shows are y'all wanting tonight and what songs?
I personally want to hear some Tarzan.
I'm open to anything, but I've only seen Lion King, so we'll see how far my knowledge of Broadway Disney goes tonight. What about you, Zell?
I'm open to Little Mermaid and Lion King because I know those two the best. And I kind of, not really Aida. I'm not hoping for Aida.
We had a lot of Aida the other day, and Aida's going to be one of the last ones in performance, so we don't need any. Yeah. No Aida tonight, guys.
Right.
No, unless you've already sung Aida, in which case, yay Aida.
Good save. So, all right, are we ready to start then?
Disclaimer.
Yeah. We do not own Disney, but we love Disney. We are fans doing this for fans, by fans. And Mickey, please don't sue us because we love you.
Don't sue us because we're giving you free publicity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any trivia before we start?
Oh, last night we talked about hoping that Rapunzel wasn't ugly, and she's not. She's really, really pretty. I've seen pictures.
I love her dress.
Really pretty.
Dress.
She's gorgeous. She is pretty. She's gorgeous. And Flynn doesn't look half bad, except his chin is a little...
inhuman.
Like... extending like 5 inches from his face. If you look at him from the side, from the front he's fine, but from the side it's like, whoa,
it looks very cool, like the movie, but like it's just not human. He looks alien, or I don't
but
know,
he's still kind of hot, but she's gorgeous. Adorable,
right?
And short
with hair.
The hair going down to there and all that. Yeah, so go to Disney World and visit Rapunzel and Flynn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
With that being said, let's start the show.
Woo!
And starting off the night is Princess Clary.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even as we grow. Is this home? Is this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place, just in case I should stay here forever. Space. Oh, but that won't be easy. why my heart's far, far away. Home's a lie. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately, and to think I complain of a dull provincial town. Is this home? Am I here for a day or forever? Change again. Build higher walls around me. Change every lock and key. Nothing lasts, nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away.
And that was Princess Clary, our first singer of the night, with Home from Beauty and the Beast. First note, you had this lovely silent spaces and for the fuzzy quality of your mic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little distracting for me. There was this one line that I thought was very pretty. I was told it was before one. It was the section before 140. I do know that. I have to congratulate you for learning the song so quickly for the competition, because you submitted real fast.
Yeah, like lightning.
It's like, oh wait, gosh. What? Already a submission? This is a note that I had to double check. It was originally going to be the karaoke got a little loud sometimes, or your vocals weren't loud enough. But I think that was just me. But overall, it was pretty. I don't know the song as well as I should. Shame. I know, shame. But yeah, good job with it. Ambie?
Yeah, I agree on the hiss with the quality of the microphone. I would have just rather you have heard the hiss the entire time throughout, because then at least it sounds consistent. But it only happened in the beginning. It was very weird because your beginning was different than your end, because I also have notes for your in your beginning. You were a bit breathy at times. I felt like you were, like, I don't know how to describe it. You were just... The same thing that I praised you on, I think, last week in Kiss the Girl didn't work this week because, yeah, it just didn't for the song. I don't know about this song. I liked it, but I really didn't love it. This is not one of my favorites that right. you've done, Clary. I don't know if it was because you didn't know this song and you learned it so fast and you just weren't familiar enough with it, but I felt that there wasn't enough range in your emotion for it. It kind of felt a little one note on the emotion behind the vocals. There was definitely power behind the vocals, but I don't know if there was emotion behind the vocals. But it was very pretty. You never turn us down with a pretty performance, but it just was okay for me. It wasn't my favorite that you've done. Yeah.
And I have to agree with that. I do know it wasn't one of my favorites from her.
Yeah. I feel like you maybe should have done something from Aida this week. I feel that you could have done better with like a powerhouse song like Easy as Life or
Strongest Week.
Strongest Suit, something that's more powerhousey, because you have the power here. You just didn't have that kind of subtle sad emotion, because this is a bit of a sad song. It's not a happy song. It's a sadder song. Jeffers?
Oh, well. That makes sense now, because I thought it was a my lack
of... It's kind of a melancholy song, because she's singing this song because she... It's the song she sings when she's, like,
this
locked up.
This is Beauty and the Beast, right?
This is Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. This is right, the first song she sings once she's been locked up, and her father has been sent away, and she didn't even get to say goodbye to him. And she's talking about how, you know, oh, man, all the time I wanted to leave home, and now I'm like, dang, now I only want to go home.
Right. Yeah, okay. So, Clary, I thought this was really pretty too, but I thought the breathy thing she was doing, I kind of liked it on certain parts. Like, there was one phrase, I think it was called "You're a Fool" thing again. I thought that it was really nice on that one, but like other parts, not so much. But it was still good for me. I really liked how she vocally wise she built up the energy and the well, not energy, but like the volume and the power, and started building throughout, like from the beginning to the end of the song, and then she kind of dropped off. I thought that was good. And there was one note at 2:39, and I think it was on the words "and to think." I'm not sure what the lyrics are, but it sounded like the first note was slightly off, but you corrected it really fast. But that was like the only thing I could pick up pitch wise. But still, you did really good, Clary. This was nice for me. Good job.
Yeah, still good job. Good job.
Yep,
It
very
wasn't
nice.
bad by far. It was good.
Done.
Up next is Omi Pride 09.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints of kindness. And from my tortured shape, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within is utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies, as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, cold and driven to this sad conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her. No passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I could have loved her and make her love me too. If I can't love her, then who? Long ago, I should have seen all the things I've could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward. Life could be cheaper, no point anymore if I can't love her. No spirit could win me, no hope left within me. Oh, I could have loved her and that she set me free. But it's not to be if I can't love her. Let the world be done with me.
Omi Pride 09 with I Can't Love Her from Beauty and the Beast. I love this song. It's probably my favorite added song from Beauty and the Beast. And that was actually my first note was love this song. And Omi is immune. So no matter what we say right now, he can't get kicked off tonight. Omi, this was vocally great. Your songs are always vocally great. But this was some of the worst topping you've had all season. The mixing on this really, especially in the second half of the song when the music intensified, the music was topping and the vocals were topping at the same time, and it was a little overpowering. I would have liked some more pain in your vocals. I don't know. I felt like they were good, but you could have gone... This is a note I give a lot. They were good, but they weren't great. It could have gone even further with it. I want you to push yourself further. Like, take yourself to where you usually go and then record again and go even further with it. Because especially, like, when I moved onward to the end, you should have built up something there and built up the power. But you really didn't build. The music built and you didn't build with it. And it just overpowered you when you should have been, like, blowing my mind. And you weren't blowing my mind. You were making me go, oh, this is nice, Omi. But I wanted you to blow my mind. So blow my mind next week, Omi.
Omi, my first note was, is this Hunchback? But I guess it's not. Because, I don't know, the lyrics kind of sounded like Hunchback. But, again, I like it when you sing in your lower range like this, Omi. I like the sound of it more than your higher range. But, anyway, I have generally the same notes as Ambi. Like, I have down, it sounds like a solemn song, but, like, it's like the words, it sounded like a very painful song, and it felt like you could have had more pain in it, or, like, anguish or something. I have the note Ambi had about the music building up, but your energy kind of staying the same. And I'm not particularly familiar with this song, but it sounded like there were some pitchy parts in the first chorus. I really like the long note, though. Overall, this was good, Omi, but not the best I've heard from you. But still pretty good. Just work on the performance a bit more, and it'd be golden.
I have to agree with the topping thing. It was a little bothersome for me. And usually I only have this problem when you have, like, the army of Omis. I don't think I've actually heard it when you went solo. It was very pretty. At sometimes, I think it was near the beginning where Jeff was talking about that it seemed a little low for you in some parts. Like, some of the notes didn't sound right for me. It could have used a little bit. I mean, you sounded great, but you could have used a little bit more emotion because your energy was good, I think. For me, the music got a little loud around 2:35-ish. But overall, it was good.
Done.
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 Up next is Captain of Squad Zero.
If only I could make my father understand. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos plenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see... Wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's the word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What I would give if I could live out of these waters. What I would pay to spend a day warm on the sand. Betcha on land they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What is a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Won't I know love? Love to explore the shore up above. Out of the sea. Wish I could be part of that world.
And that was Captain of Squad Zero with Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. Interesting choice.
Question mark. Risk taker.
He's pulling a Jeffers with gender bending every single week. Except it's this week. If that makes sense. Anyway.
No. Come on.
Captain, this was kind of odd for me. I thought your acting at the beginning was okay, but it sounded a little stiff. It could have it sounded a little bit fake, but not too bit bad. You sounded kind of stiff overall on this song. It sounded like you could have softened up a little bit more and maybe sing a bit more melodically. It sounded kind of like just, yeah, stiff, I guess. And like it, for me, from a performance standpoint, it was kind of on a one level. It didn't really have levels like the, like the original had. Like, I felt like you could have played around with different phrasing a bit more. And, on certain words with your E's, you kind of went nasal, mainly in the beginning. But, yeah, it was all right for me, but I think it wasn't the greatest choice for you. Zell?
Well, my first note is this is probably the movie version, but, oh, wait. Anyway, the beginning was some of your best mixing, I think, because you weren't so toppy or anything. It started to get toppy as you started building. For me, the speaking parts could have had more emotion, personally. Your voice started to get really shaky as you started building up, and you had a lyrical error, which is, won't I love? And you said, won't I know love? Overall, I'm going to have to agree with Jeffers, because I've heard you with better stuff in the past, and this was just a little going with the wave, I guess, to say.
Because they're under the sea, and she wants to be part of your world.
Fluid.
Fluid. All right, Ambie?
Yeah, gender bending is cool, but only if you do it justice. Because you were flat at some points. There was no passion in what you were singing. This is such a passionate song because there's such this yearning for all these things that, just yearning, and you kind of seemed bored at times, especially when you were talking. There was this one part when you were like, yeah, sure, I've got 20. It just, you seemed bored, and there was no building at any time. Like, that Ready to Stand is a great moment to build up and take it to the song to the next level, and then it gives it something, and there just wasn't anything like that. And you had wrong lyrics in a couple of spots. I did notice that one at the end, and there was one or two, very small, but I still notice them because I know the song like the back of my hand. Mm-hmm. Like a word or two here and there, but they weren't as bad. But that last one that Zelina mentioned, that was the big one that I definitely noticed. Yeah. this was a gamble for you, and I don't know if it's a gamble you really should have taken.
Are we done?
Done.
Yeah.